It's Ash Dad, Casey Breakfast, and of course Paradise Road. Joy is the name of that group. That song was released in 1980. That's a nice one. Very, very nice one. It's a gevaarlijke song. There's a meaning to that song. A gevaarlijke meaning to that song. Just love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Righto. So, ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls, a ball of energy just entered the studio. And I don't know why, but on that note, I need to say good morning to the doctor that's in the building. Good morning, Dr. Williams.
Good morning, Ron Johnson.
Are you
Dimitri.
Well?
So, hello.
I actually don't want to look at you this
not?
Morning.
Why not?
Ek soek, ek wil, ek wil, ek wil, ek wil die badge sien. Ek wil die badge sien daarvoor.
Hierdie turquoise wat ek wil. Hierdie swart, wit en turquoise.
Ja, vryf dit in. Dit lyk baie mooi, nee? Dit lyk baie mooi.
Vryf dit in. Sy is hier aan met haar New Orleans julle outfit.
Julle kit uitgesit gisteraand op die bed.
Ek weet nie of die dokter was by New Orleans.
Ek was by New Orleans, ja.
Ja,
sy... Vraag tot my trek.
Nee, Jesus, ek is dan nou so blij. Hulle het dan sikke goeie studenten van uitkom.
Ons is fantastische
Nee, want as ek nou so heel kijk, dan denk ek, oh my God. Oké, maar nou verstaan ek, nou verstaan
ek. Ons is een combinatie van alles.
Ja, maar ek het...
Sportman. Drama, man.
En twaalele.
Medische mense. En twaalele.
Ek kom met die drama, ek was in die drama fraternity.
Ja,
die
drama fraternity moet ek vergeten. Ja.
Nee, nou, wat is die drama te doen? Ons weet van Clint Brug.
Ons het een woordwinner en sanger so.
So heel wacht, maar ons kan nie allemaal saam praat.
Ja, kan ons focus op half.
Ja, natuurlijk. Natuurlijk, dis waarvoor ons is.
Ons een paar dokters, hey. Van New Orleans.
Nee, is recht. Wie dokter wat er is vir my, is dat die feit dat ons gemeenskap
net so
uitstyg.
Yes.
Maak die saak wat is
cool.
Maak die saak waar jy gevoel het. En dis die great thing.
Ja.
So op die einde van die dag is het, maak die saak waar jy vandaan kom en jou omstandighede should not determine who you are and where you're going.
En wie waar graan het vir my baie achieve. Belangrijk is, is die ouers. Die ouers van die kinders.
Nee, maar is
ongeacht of jy een onderwijzer is, of ongeacht wat die werk jy doen, as jy een ouer is, jou kind is by New Orleans, of jy jou kind is by een of ander...
By KN.
KN. Ja, ons bring maar vir hulle ook in. Dan, you know, dan alles af ook wat in die huis aangaan.
Definitief.
En hoe, en wat jy graag vir jou kind wil hê. En, you know, die geloof in die huis. Wat jy uitspreek oor jou kind, is baie belangrijk.
Dat is definitief baie belangrijk.
Baie belangrijk. Of jy nou in die universe glo, en jy glo in manifesting, of jy glo in God, en sê, kyk jy so, ek spreek dit oor my kind, dat hy sal, of sy sal, succesvol wees, en wat ook al, wat ook al doen, nie?
En die gedeelte ook van power of positive thinking.
The power of positive thinking, you know.
En mense besef nie, behalwe die thinking is dat, wat jy spreek, nee. En ek is 'n voorstander vir die feit dat jy hoef nie na Sangoma toe te gaan nie,
nee.
Die tong is baie gevaarlik.
Daarom sê ek, wat jy spreek oor jou huis.
Be careful what you ask for.
Be careful what you ask for, en wat jy spreek oor jou marriage, you know, wat jy spreek oor jou kinders, jou verhouding, jou werk ook. Dis baie belangrijk.
Ons is in die maand van Augustus, is vrouwe maand.
Dis vrouwe maand.
And we're focusing on those powerhouses. The ladies in our lives, the women in our lives, and women's mental health, and dis iets wat baie keer nie van gepraat word. Nie. En ek persoonlijk, as ek net so overview vat en ek kyk na mense in sy geheel en ek vat van wat dokter nou al die afgelope paar weke met ons gesels het oor mental health in general, dan kyk ek die maans, dan denk ek, joh, daar is een vrou wat een ma en een pa is, en sy is een oma en een opa, en sy is alleen werker, nee? En sy sorg vir almal in die huis, so ergens op 'n kol is daar mental issues, nie issues nie, maar daar is dalk 'n depressie ergens op 'n kol, maar sy kan dit nie uitbring nie, because she needs to be the leader, sy is die sterk persoon, she is taking the lead, so it is important that we focus on this, and people that's out there, if you had any given time during this conversation and the next conversations for the rest of the month that we're focusing on women, feel that you have a question or that you would like to raise your opinion or just make a statement or share your story with us, feel free to send us on our WhatsApp line 082-414-1077. And I think I'm going to leave it with you, Doc. You need to lead us because our focus is women's mental health. And I think depression is one of the focus points.
Yes. What I'm going to speak about today is postpartum depression.
Okay.
So it sounds very fancy. But
explain that to us.
But basically it is after pregnancy.
Okay.
What can happen. And not just after, but almost during pregnancy as well. And what we are seeing... so basically, it is a major depressive episode that occurs after childbirth, and it usually happens after 4 to 6 weeks after childbirth, and it can happen up to 1 year of after childbirth.
So the mom can be fine.
The mom can be fine
until a year, almost a year.
But can almost a year,
and then it kicks in.
It can.
What is that depression about?
Okay, so that depression we're going to speak about, and it's a combination of, you know, socioeconomic stresses. There's no support, like you just said. This mother just had a baby, but needs to be all over. She has multiple roles. So also there's healthcare limitations. So while you are pregnant, you're going to the clinic, no one picks up that you're actually not well. And there's also the cultural stigma that when you're pregnant, whether you're now of whatever age, you have to be now happy and glowing and, you know, looking forward to this child. So there's no other way. You have to, and you feel guilty because somehow you're not doing well. You're depressed. You're not happy, and that also causes some guilt feelings. So postpartum depression is underdiagnosed and undertreated condition, and the problem is this: there's risk factors. About 30 to 50% of South African women experience depressive symptoms during pregnancy. Hey, during 30 to 50.
But what is causing it?
Well, look, it's a combination. Mm. Like I said, it is socioeconomic factors. Mm. It is if you have maybe a family history of depression. If you have issues with your partner, you know, it's basic things.
But just a question based on that as well, is it building up while you're pregnant or before you're pregnant, and it just moves over into that category of depression?
Let's say you now found out you're pregnant.
Okay.
Is it a planned pregnancy?
Okay.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you? Are you a 15-year-old? Mm-hmm. Are you a 47-year-old that is getting the shock of their life?
Mm-hmm. Because then it could be
the planning of the child already starts.
Mm-hmm.
So now also, if you have a predisposition, meaning that maybe you had previous depressive episodes, anxiety, or you have a family history of depression, so that also puts you in a category, a high-risk category. Other high-risk factors is, you know, a lot of influence like poverty, unemployment, food insecurity, poor housing, gender-based violence, you know. And something that we're not speaking a lot about, that in the 1980s were like the hot topic, it's HIV and AIDS. We still have these problems.
Doc, here's a question from Carlin. Is hormonal issues also a factor?
Yes, definitely. Look here, let me just break it down for you. So now the average weight loss, so hormonal, just think of hormones. So the average weight loss immediately after delivery. So now you have 9 months or it's a full term pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So now in 5 minutes you're giving birth. So baby is about 3 to 3.5 kilograms. Amniotic fluid that you're losing is about 0.8 to 1 kilogram. Your placenta that they take out is about 0.5 to 0.7 kilograms. Your blood loss is about 0.5 kilograms if it's a normal birth. If it's a cesarean section, it's about 1 kilogram blood loss. So the total average in about 10 minutes when you give birth is about 4 to 4.8 to 6 kilogram weight loss. So just imagine your body and the hormonal changes that has to happen in such a short period of time.
So the hormones are heeltemal uit.
So additional points. So the first week you can lose another 1 point. 1 to 2 kilograms because of extra fluid and hormonal shifts. And then now you're breastfeeding maybe and your uterine is now shrinking, you know. And that's another further weight loss. So in the first week or two, your body has changed dramatically. Hormones are demarcated, so that's why they call it sometimes baby you have the baby blues,
baby blues.
So that's usually the first week, the first 2 weeks. You're crying, you don't bond with the baby as much.
Right then. So Dr. Anneli Williams in studio with us. It's Women's Month. We're focusing on women's mental health and specifically parts of depression and different kinds of depression. So we'll continue our conversation after our last and final sports and traffic updates. Speaking about that, let's go find out what's happening on the sports fields.
KC Sport.
Well, good morning. And the 1990 World Cup winner with West Germany, Frank Mohr, has died at the age of 67 following complication from a heart attack he suffered in May. Mohr earned 17 caps for his country and was also part of the squad that claimed bronze in at the 1988 Olympics, as well as lifting the German Cup with the Dortmund. Mohr's contribution to German football was widely recognized, with hometown club Rot-Weiß Essen hailing him as a legend and ambassador for football across the country. He's also the second player from that World Cup winning squad to pass away following the death of Andreas Berme earlier this year. Senegal got their title defense off to a winning start at the African Nations Championships in Zanzibar yesterday. They issued Nigeria 1-0 in the opening Group A clash thanks to a late goal from Christian Gomez, saved by Sergio Coti in the 75th minute. In the other Group A match, Congo held Sudan to a 1-1 draw. Sudan's Musa Ali Hassan scored a brilliant opening in the 29th minute, but Kali Ekongo equalized for Congo in the 86th minute, taking advantage of a defensive mistake. Senegal now prepares to face Congo in the next match. And last night, the official launch of the Sanlam Drakenstein Derby Champs, the second one, took place at Noordpool High School at 5 p.m. This highly anticipated event brings together schools from across the Drakenstein region to celebrate school spirit, sportsmanship and community pride through sports and competition. Participating schools is Noordpool Secondary School, Klein Liederberg Secondary School, New Orleans Secondary School, Paulus Hubert Secondary, Wellington High, Burgrave High, Veldtevrede and Charles Deniel Secondary School. Now the Derby Champs will feature a variety of sporting codes and cultural events showcasing the best of the Drakenstein schools. First, the Casey Breakfast Sports, I'm Swell. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 6:30 with more sporting details.
Casey Breakfast Traffic.
Alright, so nothing much to report on in the Wildlands this morning, looking nice and smooth. Just some reports in of slow moving traffic, and that to be expected from Boerdal Josefat Street all the way down up until that Oosbosch or Meeker Street. And then Oosbosch also starting to move slow this morning, so please just be extra careful and approach it with caution this morning. Furthermore, nothing much to report on in the Winelands. There's those roadworks which continues. In fact, those stop-and-go systems which continues on the R304. As you leave the N1, that also starts to move slow towards that Santa Kraal area. So please approach it with caution. There's a stationary vehicle And that to be expected on the N1 inbound at the ramp from Klipjewel Road, so please approach it with caution there. Another stationary vehicle on the N1 outbound beyond the ramp from Justenberg Vlakte, approach it with caution there as well. And then another stationary vehicle on the N1 outbound ramp to Brighton Road M15. And then closer to the CBD of Cape Town, there is reporting of another stationary vehicle on the N2 inbound beyond the ramp from Jan Smuts Drive M17. And that left shoulder is currently closed there. All right, that's the latest traffic details for this morning on hashtag Casey Breakfast. I'll have another traffic update for you at 6:15 tomorrow morning for hashtag Casey Breakfast Traffic. I'm Jason Lottering.
Hashtag KC Breakfast, 6 to 9 with Gron Johnson on KC 107.7.
for some women, it's an anthem. It's Karen White and Superwoman right here on hashtag Casey Breakfast. Dr. Hanley Williams with us, and we're focusing on women. It's the month of women. Of course, mental health, women's mental health issues, topics, and we're focusing on depression. In fact, that's what we are. So, Doc, we left off at a specific point. In terms of that particular depression and situation after giving birth, there's all kinds of symptoms. Are there symptoms?
Yes, symptoms that one can look for? The physical signs we just spoke about. And so specifically for postpartum depression, the symptoms are if you see your partner, obviously the mother has persistent sadness, crying
stuff. Is that no after birth?
This is not after birth. Okay. And remember, baby blues happens about in the first week, but after about 4 to 6 weeks, you can develop postpartum depression.
Okay.
Because now all the physical changes, all the, emotional changes, maybe lack of support, you are now left with your baby alone. There's no one else to help. Or you do not accept other people to help because for some reason, I love the song that you just played, there's no superwoman, we're only human. So for some reason, a lot of females, especially professionals, think that they have to take care of their child alone.
Okay.
And it's that is a very bad way of thinking because it takes a village.
Isn't that part of how ladies, women, community,
the stigma, cultural.
People were brought up, and that's how you see it.
But that's wrong. That is why 30-50% of people are in South Africa are during pregnancy already are suffering from some symptoms. So they don't have full diagnosis.
Give that percentage again.
30-50% in South Africa. We can have some specialists because we do in psychiatry have super specialists that focus on maternal mental health. But 30-50% of South African women experience depressive symptoms during pregnancy. And of course, there's higher rates are in low-income communities, particularly in rural areas or townships, that we are not aware of. And the problem is what happens to these women? I'm regressing. I wanted to talk about the symptoms. But the consequences of postpartum depression is, number one, if you look at the mother, there's a chronic depression.
Okay.
And these mothers can actually start using substances as well just to feel better, at good dog.
And that's because there's no support.
Not necessarily no support. There might be no support or also not accepting support
because of
the stigma that you have to be superwoman according to
and Karen also but maybe because of what happened previously and squinma said that and equally dadef and dati and it kind of
yalla familia the Raka community project and then also consequences for the mother is suicide, definitely suicide risk. And remember, you heard about mothers that kill their babies, and you're wondering, but how can this happen? And you have to go look at what is happening with the mother, because really not a lot of people want to kill their babies. So if you look at again consequences, the infant poor mother to child bonding and attachment, and that is very important because you can actually see it in a later stage in your life, teenage years, that there was poor bonding or attachment with the mother.
Is it? What do you mean with that? How does it come out?
If you have poor bonding, there's a grandmother that looked after you or whatever support there is, remember that the child feels that.
Okay.
And then eventually the personality is developing over years. And then we start seeing this behavioral changes in.
Hulle toe kom klaar toe oor die weggie.
Hulle kom hier oor die weggie. Ma sê dit, kind sê dit, of weet jy eens wie die ma is hy, or just with the father, you know, the child is just with the father. So that, and there's been so much research done about attachment and bonding with the mother.
I think
talking about the infant further, delayed development.
Is that for the baby?
Child, looking at the consequences for the infant. And then malnutrition, obviously, because the mother thinks she needs to breastfeed, and she's struggling to do that. If you're looking at the consequences in the family, so there's strained relationships, like you said, the skoonma of your ma, dan wat gaan nie, and you know, and there is no compassion for the mother because we do not understand what is going on, and then.
But don't you wouldn't you say that? That could be a combination of before she got married, while she's married, and after before she got pregnant, while she was pregnant, and after pregnancy.
So that's a big risk factor is family relationships. Grant is going back with the symptoms. So if you see someone that has persistent sadness, crying spells, a loss of interest actually in the baby, or activities about the baby, taking care of the baby, and also someone that is very, you know, fatigued, tired, and have sleep disturbances, feelings of guilt, hopelessness, worthlessness. And also, if you come across someone that has suicidal thoughts or ideation, and I always describe ideation as people do not know what that is. You just know you have thoughts or attempts or you did it. But ideation means like you do not care anymore. Like if a truck comes now and drive me over, then. That's okay.
How do we deal with that? We literally have about 3 minutes left.
How do we deal with that is we need to communicate a little bit more. And the thing is, with the 3 minutes that I want to use, the barriers to care. So number one, we need to break the stigma. We need to have more compassion. We need to actually ask the mom, are you okay? Can I help you? And if you see a mom that doesn't want help or feel too proud, go and help. Say, go drink some tea. I will take care of the baby. Barriers to care, lack of screening. Few facilities routinely screen for maternal mental health conditions. Shortage of professionals. We've mentioned it almost every week that there are not enough people, professionals, to look after this. And then overburdened healthcare systems. The clinics. If you antenatal care, you come in, okay, you're pregnant, but there is no time to really speak about, you know, what are you going through? Are there any problems? So maternal mental health screening tools, there are a lot of there is a tool, but we have limited time in our clinics. And do not underestimate mother and baby clinics where healthcare providers can actually, especially 4 to 6 weeks, when the 6 weeks you have to have your follow-up and the baby gets the first immunization, then please speak to the mother and say, how are you doing? And then there are NGOs that also have interventions for maternal mental health, and something called task shifting. So actually getting community health workers in the community and teach them to go and look actually how the mothers are doing and intervene if you think there's a possibility that the mother might be struggling with postpartum depression.
So bottom line is Be more observant.
Be more observant and help.
Yes, and help where you can. Make them feel good about themselves.
Yes.
And just assist.
And say, you can go sleep. No, I don't want to go sleep. They sit up. I did the same thing. I was sitting and sleeping because I'm so scared something is going to happen to my child.
Met die baba in die arms.
Met die baba in die arms. Ek het gesit, ek, jo, en ek het hier een jelle poietje benadels gegaan die eerste jaar. Want jou rug is hier, jy, just imagine, you lost a lot of weight. Jy, die kind is heel tyd in die arms of boy, hierso, en slaap sleg. En dit is een jelle combinatie.
And that also has got a different effect on the child, because in die tyd, say for example, you in a way get treatment or you overcome that depression. Nou die kind was heel tyd in die arm. Vir die jare wat er nog kom, hy kind wil nie wegkom by die arm uit, nee. Die ma kan nie die kind neersit, dan skree die kind.
Ja, maar hy kan maar bykie skree, is ek ook okay. Ja. That's a topic on its own,
right? So, that's our focus for this month. It's women's mental health. It is women's month. Are we finishing this part, or are we starting with something else next week?
If there's any questions, I think we can maybe in the beginning just address that, but we definitely need to discuss a lot of things. There's menopause, there's premenopausal symptoms. There's a lot of things that women go through.
So, we're continuing this, and we're going to go to the menopause and premenopause next week. Start with that and then move on.
Here's
a question before I let you go, Doc. Yeah. Way back in the day, in the olden days, I'm reading it as is, our parents, grandparents advised their children to have a baby directly after the firstborn, and then there's 5, 6, 7 kids. Groot kroos. In fact, that's what we've been told. What's your opinion on that?
Ek het nogals baie daaroor gedink. My pa is ek een van 12 kinders. En dan, maar dan besef jy ook, die een wat die oudste is, maak eindelijk die kleinkie groot. So that is you, almost creating your own community to help you with the baby. En ek dink ook, dit is nog steeds so, dit is nie net in die olden days, hier is deze ook, waar vrouwmense baie career-wise is in study, en dan 30 plus begin, dink aan trou en kinders kry, en as hulle oor uitveer, dan hulle 38, 39, en dan die eerste kind word gekry op 37, die tweede kind moet, en this pressure of the urgency to do. So, ek dink, dit is nog steeds ongoing, but jy weet ook, baie mense het hoeveel nannies is daar.
But in general, life is too expensive to have those...
Life is very expensive. Because you don't have to think about Pampers and Nan. You have to think about... in 10 years time, where are they going to go to school? In 20 years time, where are they going to?
Doc, our time is running out. Grant Williams is here. Let's listen to this.
Hey Doc, ja maar op de pla, ja maar man, ik zal laten boodschap zien. Ik wil graag met dokter. Mijn kinderen zijn altijd 1 jaar geboren, 1 februari, 1 november. The same mother. I would just like to know, can the depression maybe carries on over the years, play it by you, or, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, look at the depression, if it's there and it's treated well, and it's first episode and you got medication, and I hope I'm answering your question, Grant, the person is doing well, good support, you know, so you can have one episode. The problem is you can do very well and then be careful if another episode occurs. Because depression is by a scale, ne?
So doctor, ons sê vir u baie baie dankie vir eers. We look forward to next week, and like I said, we're going to focus on menopause and post and all those other things. May the best team win on Saturday.
May the best team
win on Saturday. Are you going to the stadium?
To be honest, I've never... Well, I think I was there once in my life, but I know I usually stay indoors if there's any inter-schools happening. And
is there a reason for that? Don't you wanna
peace and quietness, and TV. We watched the game on Saturday as well. And
so dokter is so verraserigheid.
Nee, wanneer die tyd reg is jong, sisters, dat moet gaan salsa, dan salsa is 4 ure, dan sit alles oor, en dan moet ek weer my dop gaan kruip, net om te recharge. I'm that type of person.
Weet dokter hoe jy nog klink? Dan moet ek weer my dop gaan kry.
Nee man, nie my dop gaan klim.
Nie stel het net recharge. Jason, het jy nou die gewoon?
Huh? Jason,
you're doing the traffic, the dog kicking in the road. Ek sê, daar, daar is nie nou. Sê, die road.
Nee, ek het dan vir my grantoskoop, jong. Ek soek vir, ek soek jou.
let's leave it there for now. Right. They just saying thanks for your answers and interesting topic. It's great advice. It comes from Colin.
Oh, thank you so much, Colin.
Candace,
thank you, Candace.
Right, doctor, jy moet 'n lekker dag hê en
mag New Orleans, mag die beste span wen en mag almal asseblief veilig wees en kyk na mekaar asseblief.
Ja, dis is die beste span op die dag, sterkte vir beide spanne.
Ja.
En die Here sal hulle deurdra.
Yes.
A woman needs love. Just
yes.
Like you do. Ray Parker Jr. We'll say goodbye after this. Don't go anywhere, Jason. Dr. Jason, help up. Doc, that's a story.
Hey! Stop it! Just like you.